You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The kid should just be the hype man for John Football.
No doubt.
With his cape on from Texas A&M, John Football. Guys, this is a very important holiday, Thanksgiving. Time to give thanks. Time to think about those less fortunate than you. And the Cleveland Browns Foundation needs your help raising money to support important youth development initiatives. December 2nd is Giving Tuesday, a day dedicated to giving back. And the Cleveland Browns are supporting Giving Tuesday, accepting monetary donations to support local youth initiatives right now. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to donate and support Browns Giving Tuesday. You'll be entered in, just by donating, you'll be entered into a raffle to win autographed prizes from guys like Joe Hayden, Jordan Cameron, Josh Gordon, Joe Thomas, Dante Whitner. So lots of great prizes. So go to ClevelandBrowns.com, donate, do something good for the community this Thanksgiving season. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm back here. We're going to go to the phones, continuing our Call Your Shot Friday, or on Wednesday, though, even though, man, this week is just going by too fast. So we want to know the score, want to know Josh Gordon's receiving yards, and, of course, what Browns player you would invite or coach or executive at this point. We've opened it up. The kid has kind of broken the seal there. You would invite to your Thanksgiving dinner and why. Let's go now to John in Dallas. John, is this good John from Dallas or angry John from Dallas?
Yeah, good John's calling to apologize.
Thanks, good John.
Hey, Matt called me a Cowboy fan, so that really set me off. But I called to apologize and say happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, John.
I'm going to call my shot real quick. Hey, first off, any chance of getting Vic on with Buffalo?
We had him on yesterday, so you can actually get that at ClevelandBrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app. You can listen to that show yesterday. We had a great conversation with the notorious VIC. And for those who were listening yesterday, his mom was having surgery today. I've been texting with him, and he said surgery went very well. So good news there, and a lot of love to the Carucci family.
Yeah, he's a stand-up guy. Hey, real quick, I'm going to call my shot, let others get on. Browns 27, Buffalo 17, Gordon 130, two TDs, and go Browns.
Go Browns. Appreciate it, Don. Good John in Dallas. Got to love him. Larry in Pennsylvania. What's up, Larry?
My call. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First off, I wanted to say is I'm making the five-hour trip up north to the game on Sunday to see an epic 10-6 Browns win. They're calling for some rain, some bad weather. So I think it's going to be low scoring.
That's the first score, honestly, that I felt is very realistic. I think it is very possible we could see a 10-6 type of a game there, Larry. In that 10-6 framework, though, what's Josh Gordon doing?
112, and hopefully the first touchdown of the year for him.
Touchdown. And who? Which Browns player, coach, executive? I know Alex Shiner, a tremendous dinner date. He texted me. He felt slighted that he was not included by any of us. I would invite Alex Shiner to dinner. Alec, consider that an invite. Come to dinner with me whenever you want, my friend. I want to get, you know, I'm in his top 500 friends in Cleveland. I'm looking to climb the ranks. I don't mind being shameless about it either. So, Mr. President, Mr. Alex Shiner, come to dinner. You're invited. That's who I want.
We're groveling at your feet.
Grovel. Larry, who are you inviting to dinner?
Oh, he dropped
it. All right, Al in Mansfield. What's up, Al?
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'd like to say to Matt, or maybe to both of you, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
I have one question before I
sure.
go to your questions. Since tomorrow's Thanksgiving, how does that change the practice that they go through, or does it change it at all?
It does not. They will be practicing tomorrow. They'll be practicing Friday as usual. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that players are just used to, right?
They are.
What it is.
They are. The only other deviation that I've been a part of is where the coach would actually bring you in an hour early. So you get in, you know, if lifting starts at 8, you come in at 7, you knock it out so that you're done by about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
I think that's right. And you want to – listen, guys, play. 3-6 teams out of the NFL play every Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving,
on
exactly.
Thanksgiving. So you just got to do what you got to do when you can do it, as my good friend Vince Conte likes to say. When we come back, Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network will join us in studio for the roundtable. We'll hit Deke up on some of his Thanksgiving thoughts. We'll talk about this Bills game against the Browns and much, much more when CBD returns for hour number 2. Still to come, also the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, address the media for his Wednesday press conference, and we will bring that to you only here on CBD.